Hi. There's been a lot of talk lately about the IE8 being moved to an important update, hopefully to prompt people to upgrade from IE7 to or whatever previous version to IE8. So I just wanted to put in my two cents, and specifically, I guess this is a response to Paul Boag's recent audio boo about this topic. As I agree with Paul that basically, IE8 being an important update won't kill IE6, mostly due to corporations. As IE7 was made a high security update quite some time ago, and a lot of users upgraded before then and since then from IE6 to 7, I think those users will proceed as they have been and upgrade to IE8 like the good little lemmings that they are. And it'll be the corporates who are stuck back on IE6. Mostly, I think this is to do with maintenance periods and things like that, the various support deals that corporations have with Microsoft. But there's some good news there as well, in as much as Windows XP's lifespan is being reduced. Microsoft's going basically reducing support on that to be the extended support instead of their mainline support, which basically means you only get security fixes and that's all. So for corporations, even though they've paid up and so they get a little bit longer than everybody else, it's kind of a bit of a kick in the pants for them and telling them they need to move into high gear and start upgrading their standard operating environment so they include the latest operating system, which will include hopefully the latest browser, IE7 at least, if not IE8. And I think that's probably going to start happening early to mid next year. So it's not too far off before we would have, hopefully, complete death of IE6. Well, that's my two cents.